I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
The oath of office was administered by State Representative David Rutledge to the Board of Trustees, who then elected the same officers they'd had throughout the consolidation process. David Bates as president, Don Garrett Jr. as vice president, Tony Vanderwerp as treasurer, and Greg Myers as secretary. Bates said he's grateful to the community and his fellow board members for their hard work.
Certainly what we hope is to continue to work with the community and to build a school district that truly meets the needs of every one of our students, allows every one of our students to fulfill their dreams and be successful and find the career in life and be able to contribute to our community in meaningful ways in the future.
Republican State Representative Bill Rogers worked with his Democratic colleague David Rutledge to help guide the consolidation through the pipeline in Lansing. Rogers called Ypsilanti Community Schools leaders in the state.
You have set some guiding principles and helped us learn how we can also help from the state level to help some of the other school districts and utilize your example.
The Board of Education approved a $50.3 million budget that includes a carryover deficit of $11.2 million. The district will be working with the state treasurer's office to reduce that deficit by another $1 million, one of the promises the district made in order to hopefully gain approval for an extended period to pay down the debt. In approving some new names for district buildings, the board opted to shorten the names for Ford Elementary School and Perry Child Development Center. They'll become Ford Early Learning Center and Perry Early Learning Center. The buildings were originally going to be labeled Early Learning and Family Centers. The Board of Education also officially hired teachers, staff, and principals for the Ypsilanti Community Schools. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.